What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, sir. How are you, Randy?
All is well over here, young Andy. All is well. All is well on this glorious, lovely Tuesday here in the city of Atlanta, in the state of Georgia.
There it is.
Yes, everything is swell over here.
Good.
As we got some very interesting. All right, that's enough. We got some interesting news last night. Not interesting news. Just some. How do I say? Some optimistic or. We got optimistic Atlanta sports news last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a very optimistic reaction from Atlanta Hawks fans.
Yes. And I love it.
Awesome. I love it.
I love the fact that everybody's optimistic about the team. I'm not going there.
Oh.
Because of the Atlanta sports optimism and how it kicks you in the nuts.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that. But I love the fact that they were aggressive. They were able to get some really good players. I mean, it started last week. I think, and I saw that this morning, but I mean, maybe the most important thing they've done in the last two protected pick from New Orleans.
It really is the most important
thing.
Yeah,
the most important thing of the whole thing.
But, and honestly, the most unbelievable thing that they've done.
But going out to get the guys that they did, you know, it feels for us. It's always good when your superstar player helps recruit these guys, as it was being told that Trey was out being active and calling these guys and trying to get them to sign here because they did have options, and there were other teams that were in pursuit of them. And so for Trey to go and do his part as the face of the franchise, I thought was amazing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, whether it's true or not, has been a criticism of him throughout his career with the Hawks is he can't get guys to want to come play with him. And I don't know if that's true or not. I think that's overblown with various players
in
the league.
Definitely.
But, for that to be part of the report yesterday that he was actively recruiting Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Luke Kennard to come in and join the team, that's great.
I love it.
Check another box, right? He's able to kind of help get guys and fill out this roster. And I love it. I understand the optimistic response from Hawks fans. I think it starts with Porzingis, and obviously there's the caveat of hopefully he's healthy, but you understand the fit. And then you just kind of zoom out and you look at the last year or so of kind of starting with the DeJounte trade where you make that move and you pick up Daniels, and it was a relative unknown outside of really in the know Pelicans fans and basketball folks, like, didn't know a ton about Dyson Daniels, but the rumors were how good he was defensively, and obviously you saw that throughout the year. And they kind of started slowly but surely populating this roster with the type of guys that we've been asking them to populate the roster with for years now.
Yep.
If you're going to build the team around Trey, which
you gotta have,
obviously you are and should,
you gotta
have wings who can defend.
Yep.
Who can shoot and defend.
Yep.
And they didn't have that. Like, even coming into the year last year, Dyson Daniels is a really good defender. He can't shoot, really. Right. Like, hopefully he'll grow into that. But, like, you know, I don't know, who was the DeAndre Hunter was probably the best shooter on the team last year, and and Bogey, and they both got traded, and Bogey didn't have a good shooting year, and neither one of them were here in the second half of the season. So, you know, a team built around Trey that can't shoot's tough. Like, yes. That's a tough look.
Yes.
They've gone about trying to address that this offseason in a way, and I think that's what has people so excited about Ansi Saleh so early on in his tenure as GM. It's like, that all makes sense.
Yes.
Like, for the first time, I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's what you've been supposed to be doing, and you're doing it. Great. Is it going to work in terms of, like, winning huge? And I don't know. We'll find out. But just from a conceptual standpoint, it's like, yeah, that's exactly right. Long, like, dedicated defenders and guys that can shoot the basketball and a center who can space the floor. They did it.
Yep. And the thing about it is they did it when you had, like you were just saying about Trey, when you have a smaller guy who's definitely, you know, a liability on defense, you got to have those strong wing defenders and you got to have a rim protector or a guy down there and or like you said, space the floor and things like that. It's kind of like the Knicks except without the defender, the defensive center. They got guys on the wings that can defend and all those things like that. And the one thing you said about the shooting part, because Trey going to find you. I mean, Trey's going to be one of the league leaders again in assists. That's just what he does.
He had almost 12 a game last year with a team that couldn't shoot.
Exactly. So imagine with these guys, because, you know, you go out there and you sign Alexander. He's a 3-and-D guy. He's an ultimate 3-and-D guy. We got to see a lot of him in the NBA playoffs with Minnesota. He's an ultimate 3-and-D guy. You got a guy that can shoot the lights out. You know, when you look at Luke Kennard, the dude can just shoot the lights out. One of the best three-point shooters in the league last year. You don't lose how to shoot.
No.
So, I mean, he's going to get here and he's going to let it fly. Now, when you look at, you know, the surrounding parts, it's still about Trae Young and it's still about Jalen Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's where his development should be, this team should be really, really good. But I know that you can talk about all the moves and everything. I'm looking solely at him, solely at this guy as far as his ability to be like nobody else on his roster, the versatility, the offense, the defense, the high flyer. Obviously, he works hard at his game, so I expect the jump shot to be a lot better and everything. But if he can stay healthy, this team should be really good.
Yeah.
And considering where the East is because of the fact that Jason Tatum's out. I know we talk about Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum is the best player on the team. He's the face of the franchise.
Oh, yeah. Without Tatum, I don't think they're a championship contender.
Halliburton's out.
Yeah, they're not a championship contender.
Yeah, you look at Milwaukee. I mean, they got Giannis, who's that guy.
But no Dame.
No Dame and not a lot around that. And so, you know, you look at the usual suspects of contention in the East. There's the two new teams, Orlando, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Hawks be right in there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hawks can definitely be in there. The Knicks ain't going nowhere, but still.
They don't have a coach.
They don't have a coach.
and somebody's going to have to coach
them. Mike Brown was second interview.
Man. They do all this, wait all this time, and then just hire Mike Brown?
Yeah.
What? I mean, Mike Brown's a good coach. Don't get me wrong. He's had success in a number of different places. They got fired in Sacramento because they were trying to keep De'Aaron Fox. But, I mean.
And they lost him anyways.
And they lost him anyways. Yeah. And then they fire Tibbs with I don't know what they thought was going to happen. They just thought they were going to be able to take somebody's coach.
Yes, there's no way that you fire Tibbs.
A bunch of fools.
There's no way you fire Tibbs and then sit there and say, who you want? Oh, Jason Kidd. Oh, no problem.
Go get him.
I got his number. We vacationed on the French Riviera a couple years ago. All right. I got him.
Yeah.
I got Leon Rosen. I got him.
And these are guys like Leon Rosen and World Wide West are guys that know. Like,
everybody.
They're guys that are supposed – this is their job is to be able to do stuff like this. What a miscalculation of who you are. I don't know. It continues to amuse me just how wrong the Knicks were about where they stand. Yeah, like, they had one good year in a quarter century, and they're like, all right, we're back. Let's go jack somebody's coach. And then it was like, no, we're not going there. Like, we're kind of like our situation.
Yeah.
And kids like, we got Kyrie and AD and the number one pick.
Why the hell am I going?
Going to New York?
I know.
What are you talking about?
Well, they probably, you know, they did. They took a screenshot of him sitting next to Nico in the press conference where they traded. Look at this right here.
I know how you feel.
I know how you feel, right? Yeah. I know how you feel. You don't want to be there.
The funny thing is they didn't even go after the best coaches.
No.
Like, they didn't go after – I guess they kind of went after Udoka, right, in Houston. But they didn't go after Kerr. They didn't go after Spoelstra. Like, they didn't try to talk to the best coaches in the NBA.
Yeah.
They went, like, good second-tier coaches.
Yes.
I was like, all right. And, you know, Snyder.
Yeah.
Nope. Staying.
Yeah.
And we're building something.
We're building something. And they are.
And that's what's exciting about it, because the East does feel like, you know, for 1 year, you throw everything you have. If you've got anything at all resembling a core, you throw some stuff around it and you try to make a run at it. The cool thing about this, too, is, and it'll be interesting to see what happens Hawks-wise. The cool thing about it is a lot of this stuff is short term. Like, you don't, if Porzingis doesn't work out, it's a 1 year deal. You move on. You have that unprotected next year from New Orleans or Milwaukee, whichever team's worse, which who knows what that's going to turn into. That's a nice little, like, that's a nice safety net. And then I kind of feel like Trey's probably going to get a deal done with all this stuff. Like, if Trey's out there recruiting guys and they're building this around him and it finally kind of looks the way that it's supposed to look, if they want to get something done with him, he's not eligible to sign an extension until the 6th, right? But you're starting to see, like, SGA got his today. Some of these other guys are starting to get that. It kind of feels like that's the direction that it's headed to me.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about that this morning. Is like, because it was something we talked about before all this, is like, do you wait till next summer to
you could.
To, you could wait till next summer if you're the Hawks. You know, not saying if you're Trey, because if they put it out there, you sign it if you're Trey. But I'm saying, could that be a situation where you want to do that? But then, is it something you want to mess with or play with?
It's a little delicate.
It's delicate, because especially because you got new guys in here and everything like that. Is it something that you want to play with? I personally wouldn't play with it right now because of what you've done. And you've got, like you said, and the thing with Trey is where he is and the guys around him. Outside of Porzingis, all these other guys are going to be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Jalen signed up long-term. They're going to get a deal done long-term with Dyson Daniels.
The Alexander Walker deal.
Then you got Richie Shea still on his rookie deal. And so you still have that core around him that you can go ahead and get this done. But, I mean, if I – and I would say my tone has changed from a couple months ago, because I was like, maybe wait. No, don't play with it.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
Yeah, don't play with it.
Now, I could – like, if they decide they want to, you can make an argument for it, where it's like
– Let's see what you like with this.
Yeah, this is a good – this is a good cast.
Right.
Right? And obviously, Jalen Johnson taking that step is a huge part
of it. He has to.
Huge part of it. Porzingis being healthy is a huge part of it. Risa Shea continuing to develop is a huge part of it. But, like, you'll get a pretty good indicator of – what the right pieces around Trey actually look like with Trey this year, I feel like. Unless just, you know, catastrophe happens with injuries. But, like, this will be the first time maybe ever, but I know, you know, the year that they made the run to the finals, that year was indicative, because I thought they were a pretty good team. And they're a top five team, and they handled the Knicks well. I think what happened after that was probably a little bit, you know, dependent on opponent and stuff like that. I don't want to say fluky, but, you know, they got some good luck and all that. But that was still a good team. That was the best core that Trey's had around him. This is probably the best offseason they've had since then.
Yes.
Where they put guys like, you know, at that point it was Gallinari and Bogey and some of these other guys, like, oh, that logically tracks. Like, that's the type of player that Trey needs to be playing with, so they can spread the floor, he can facilitate, and they can have that type of offense. It just has gotten worse since then until now. So if they decided they wanted to see how it looked for 1 year before they paid him, I could understand it. I don't think they will.
I don't think they will, but I could definitely see where you're coming from in that. But yeah, and then ultimately what you look at is this team versus all the teams in the conference. You know, and that's where they are right now, considering we talked about it just a second ago, how limited the presumed better teams are without their franchise players. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about, it ain't like coming back at Christmas. It's like, this is a possibility. These are all whole year injuries because of the injury of it.
Yeah,
Kyrie will be back.
Yeah, Kyrie will be back.
Yeah, Kyrie will be back because it's ACL. But we're talking about the Achilles.
You don't have to worry about Kyrie till the finals.
Exactly. And so you look at the East. I mean, Boston's still good. I mean, Jalen is very good. Mm-hmm. They kept Derrick Brown, very good player. So, I mean, Derrick White. So, you got two good players right there. Indiana, I mean, they got a good team, but they're not as good without him, you know, as far as Halliburton and his ability to run the offense. I love because I can't stand D'Angelo Russell, but I like the move that what they went and got a guy who can be a starting point guard in the league and just try to hold down the fort until Kyrie comes back. But, yeah, and, you know, I kept talking about backup point guard and everything like that. That was – but it looked like they're settled with Kobe Bufkin. Fine, that's fine. He looks fine.
When he's healthy, he's pretty good.
Yeah, so
he's
you're
never
right.
healthy.
Yeah, so you're right there. And now they have an opportunity because it's going to be a sign and trade to keep that. $14 million or something like that?
Well, they've got two, and I think you can combine them. So they've got like a $25 million trade exception if they want to use it, because this doesn't count for that.
Yeah, I know
it's
that.
A sign and trade.
Sign and trade. So use it.
Yeah, use it.
Use it.
Now, here's the thing. You can use it, and it means that if I'm understanding it correctly, and if I'm not, I'm sure people will jump in. You can use it, and you don't have to match salaries for the player you get back.
Correct.
But that player's salary counts against your cap.
Yes.
And it would put them over the first threshold.
Yes, and that's somewhere where Wrestler.
We've been told.
He said.
We've been told he would do it.
He said he would do it.
Yeah.
Now, his opportunity to do it.
Got an opportunity to
do it. Got an opportunity. But right now, as it stands, they're underneath it right now.
Right now, I think about $7 million or so underneath it. If you were going to use that trade exception, obviously you'd be above it because it is more than $7 million. But you could add one more really nice piece. That's where I want that veteran. This is what I want to use, whether it's DeMar DeRozan or I don't think other guys that might be on that list. I'm sure we can come up with some other names. But like that's the nice last piece. Because even Porzingis is a veteran, but this is still a relatively young team, core-wise. It'd be nice to have one kind of like grizzled 35-plus guy. You know what I mean?
35-plus.
Yeah. You need one of those.
Okay.
You need one older, like maybe some white hairs in his goatee.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who's out there like that?
DeRozan.
DeRozan don't got no beard.
He doesn't?
No, DeRozan, he's a cornrow barefaced brother.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. but he is 35, though.
Okay.
He is 35. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. This hour of the midday show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But I know
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
One person that's happy is Trae Young. I talked to Trae at the beginning of the finals in Oklahoma City, and he was, you know, he's keeping an eye on things the same way you guys are talking about LeBron keeping an eye on things. Trey's been keeping an eye on things. He has a big extension that he can send this summer. But I talked to people close to him. They say Trae is ecstatic. He got Porzingis. He got Nikhil. He wants to keep adding some shooting. He still has his young guys. Jalen Johnson's going to get healthy. Trae is excited about this team. I'm sure he'll get this extension. And now the Hawks are their contender.
There you go. That's Mark Spears yesterday talking about kind of all the different moving parts of what the Hawks were able to accomplish over the last week, really. Starting with the Porzingis thing, draft night, Nikhil Alexander-Walker yesterday, as well as Luke Kennard, dating back to the finals, talking to Trae about, hey, like, what are you looking for? Based on what Mark Spears says there, sounds like they got Trae all the stuff he was looking for.
Yeah.
Great.
I mean,
except for now, you know, 4 years, 230 mil.
Yeah, but
that's probably the final piece of the puzzle if I'm Trae.
Yeah, if you're designating a guy as that guy, you want to get him what he wants.
Yeah, like well, if he's
that's what the NBA is.
If he's the centerpiece of your franchise,
which he is,
then put stuff around him that's going to accentuate his abilities.
Yes,
they have never really done it fully.
No,
and it feels like this offseason they've finally really leaned into trying
guys,
to do that.
You said it earlier, getting guys that can defend and shoot.
Yeah.
Is what Trey always is needed.
Yeah, you got to have four guys behind him that can defend.
Yes,
and a guard like Daniels who can take the burden and guard the ball handler. And you know, it is what it is. I mean, we all know kind of Trey makes up for it so much on the offensive end that the fact that you have to do that on defense is kind of just part of it. No player's perfect, and that's where his limitations are. So finally seeing them lean into it and get it right, feels like they're getting it right, is really exciting. The other thing, you know, with a healthy Porzingis, him and Trey are going to start that pick and roll 25 feet from the basket.
Yes, like, because Porzingis can shoot it.
They got to respect him 30 feet from the basket,
right.
Whereas Capella and Okongwu, who have been nice pick and roll partners for Trey over the years, you don't have to worry about that at all. That's going to create so much space for Jalen Johnson and Reese Shea and all these other wings to kind of operate and cut and do all kinds of athletic stuff. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice move. It was a nice move. I mean, because of the way the game is going now, having a big that can step out and shoot the basketball is a big deal now, especially when you got a guy like Trey who, well, when he comes across half court, he's in range.
Yep.
You know, and so you got to respect that and things like that. Like you said, the switching, and as far as those three guys, those three wing defenders, and then you got a rim protector down there. I mean, that's just what you need. And this goes all the way back to damn Allen Iverson.
Yeah, it does.
You know, when AI was.
And it feels like they're kind of tooling the Hawks team, the wings and that, the way that the Sixers tooled the wings around AI back in the day.
Tough. All those things in your face.
Guys that don't really need the ball, can shoot, but don't need the ball to be offensive. Yeah, it's great.
And the thing, what difference is that Trey's going to find you. Trey's going to, you know, I mean, Trey can score the ball, but he's also a pass-first point guard and everything like that. And then you still have your closer in him. But I think when you look at that pick and roll, and unlike the other centers he played, which you were always respecting the roll to the basket. Now with Porzingis, no, he's coming off that thing and popping.
Yeah, like the closest thing we had was like the glimpses of John Collins shooting.
Right, okay.
It was fine, not like Porzingis. Yes. And then Gallinari, but Gallinari just, that's kind of all he did.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Every once in a while, he would get crazy and pump fake, you know? He's like, all right, I'm going to go into the rim now. Somebody get 911 on hold because it might be my last. But yeah, Gallinari was effective on the team that year too. All right, so a bunch of other stuff going on.
Yes.
Just like as we speak. I will first mention Clint Capella and Caris LeVert signed elsewhere yesterday.
Yes.
Clint Capella's back to the Rockets, and then Caris LeVert is headed to the Pistons.
They had to get somebody because you traded for Caris LeVert.
Right.
You liked him here.
Right.
But, I mean, you lose him, and now you don't have a hole. You're having a hole at that position off coming off the bench because I'm pretty sure – are we sure that Nickeil Alexander-Walker is coming – he's going to be a bench player, right?
I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
First guy off the bench.
Yeah.
Like, except like that. But, yeah, I mean, you look at good for Clint. I mean, hold on. They got Shingu, they got Steven Adams, and they got Clint.
Which is probably about where Clint should be now.
Third center.
His body's been through it, man.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
His knees don't really work the way they used to. He gave some good years to the Hawks,
though.
Like, he was really, really nice player his first couple of years here off that trade. And LeVert was fun at times last year, too, in the second half of the season. All right, here's kind of the big news, though. Damian Lillard just got waived by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
I guess there's a provision in the CBA where you can stretch the remaining years on the contract out by double. So there was 2 years left on the deal, so they can make it 4. They can stretch the 112 that they owe him over the course of those 4 years and reduce the cap hit.
Yes.
And they use some of that money to get Miles Turner. So the Bucks signed Miles Turner from Indy. Obviously had a nice run with them for a decade, and now he's going to be a Buck. This is pretty obviously the Bucks doing everything they can to make sure Giannis
they have
leave.
To do that.
They have to.
They have to do that because, you know, these are things that you have, these conversations that you have with you. It's like, okay, this is what we can do this year. But next year we'll be able to do this, this, and that and everything. But they're trying to – because I don't think Giannis wants to leave Milwaukee.
Right.
But Giannis will leave Milwaukee, I think, especially in today's whatever.
No, I think you're right.
But – when you think about Miles Turner, he replaces Brook Lopez, who's
signed with the Clippers.
Yeah, signed with the Clippers. And so now you're in a situation where you do lose Dame, but Dame wasn't playing this year anyway.
Mm-mm.
And so you do the stretch provision of the 113 over four. And now if you're Dame, because if I'm him, I'm just going to sit out. Let me go rehab and all those different things, and then we'll figure out next season what's what.
I'm really interested to see what happens. Like, I mean, guys have signed contracts while hurt and free agents before.
Kevin Durant did it.
I don't think anybody will throw a max contract at Dame the way they did it, Kevin Durant, knowing he was going to miss an entire year. He has the balls in his court if he wants to just rehab and not sign and then wait till he's healthy and kind of see what's what.
Because he don't want to retire anytime soon.
He's only 34.
You know, if I'm freaking Miami and I've been trying to get there and he's been trying to get there too.
Yeah, maybe now's the time.
Maybe now's the time.
Because he's getting 30 per the next 4 years. Well, he gets it all.
Yeah, he gets
they got to buy him out. Yes. But then it's against their cap 30 per for the next 4 years. So yeah, he just got $113 million on the buyout.
Yeah.
So you could sit for a year if you want.
Yeah.
Or you can double dip.
Why not?
Go get a contract from the Heat.
Yeah.
Go rehab in South Beach.
Exactly.
Nothing
That's
wrong
where
with
you
that.
Wanted to be in the first place.
It's where you wanted to be in the first place.
Where you wanted to be in the first place.
You just had to take a Midwest detour, rupture your Achilles tendon, and then get your way down.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, road trips take a while.
They do. Especially when you're talking about going from Portland to Minnesota to
there's sites.
Yeah, there's sites.
You gotta make that everybody gotta stop off in Cream City for a couple years, you know? Rupture your Achilles.
Yeah, man.
Here's Grant Holmes, Braves starting pitcher, who's going tonight, by the way. We'll tell you why in just a second. Talking about the starting rotation. Yeah, Grant Holmes has been pretty good. He's going today. Didier Fuentes is slated to go tomorrow now. They flipped those guys. that would line up one of the guys that's in Gwinnett to start tomorrow if they wanted to bring him up. I think it's Wiles. That's how you say it?
Yes.
But I don't know. It's a bad spot,
take the
man.
Wheel.
Take
the wheel. Boy.
I mean, they're in a bad spot when Strider or Schwellenbach are starting. They're in a really bad spot when we're talking about what's going on with the fifth spot with Fuentes.
Yeah, man. And I saw I saw a start. I saw the afterwards and everything, and he had a rough inning. He had a really rough inning. But I love the fact that all the players and everything, when he went in the dugout, were, you know, patting him on the back. Attaboy right there, first career start and all those different things. They had a disastrous inning.
The first one was okay.
Yeah.
The second one was pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, this is where you are right now. I mean, you lose Chris Sale, and I mean – that's just because what did we call him and what he's been? The stopper.
Yeah.
He's been the stopper. Every time he's come up, he's put together a start, stopped the bleeding, and he's no longer here. Now, Spencer Strider had to step into that role, and we've seen that he's rounding. He's getting himself back into form. But, yeah, it's gonna be like this. It's going to be them damn wanksters. They all up. Hey, give him a try. Give him a try.
Yeah.
Yeah, who else is left?
Fire up the wagon.
Where's the other guy with the Southern gentleman name?
I don't know.
Thorsten?
He's there. Thurston's there.
Thurston or whatever.
They're not ready for him yet.
Yeah.
They're not Thurston for Thurston.
Yeah. Let him go.
I don't think anybody is.
Thurston. Thurston the third. Thurston sounds like he need to be drinking Pappy Van Winkle somewhere.
It does. Sounds like he definitely has a boat.
Yeah.
He got like a boat for his 14th birthday party.
Yeah.
Like a wooden one, you know?
With the
sailboat.
With the long wooden thing that sticks out.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice boat.
Sailboat.
Can he pitch, though? Because we're going to need him probably. All right, Mike Conte is going to join us next. We will definitely talk about what's gone on with the Hawks over the last week. And who knows? Maybe by the time we talk to Conte in 5 minutes, the Hawks will have done something else. The NBA is crazy right now. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. And just like yesterday, there's a pretty wild NFL story involving the Miami Dolphins. Like, I guess they replaced Jonnu Smith. Replaced Jonnu Smith with a tight end. We'll tell you, you're not going to believe who it is. Yeah. It's not Kyle Pitts.
It's not Kyle Pitts.
You're not going to believe who it is. We'll get there in about 20 minutes. But at this time on Tuesdays, it might work. He used to be good. This time on Tuesdays, Mike Conti joins us to talk Hawks and Atlanta United. Mike, how are you?
What up, Mike?
Hey, guy. So much for this being a quiet NBA free agency year, right?
Yeah,
nothing's going to happen. It's not a very good list. There won't be that much going on. This has been a crazy first.
A lot going on.
What, 12 hours?
It's a lot going
15
on.
15 hours?
Yeah, and it's also fun to be one of the teams that's got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that makes it even better. We were just reacting to the Damian Lillard news that the Bucks are waiving him. They're using the stretch provision where they can stretch his remaining contract over 5 years. And now they're just suggesting, and this makes sense, just sit out for a year. Kind of play the field, recover, collect your money from Milwaukee.
Well, yeah, he's going to get paid. Like, and he's not going to play this year. He's out for the year.
Right.
So, yeah, sit and get paid. Don't rush into a decision and then have the landscape completely change next summer.
Right, because that's the thing. You could sign with a team today, and then a year from now, that team's completely different.
Absolutely.
So no need to do that.
The Chicago Bulls could go. In fact, the Bulls wouldn't really shock me if they put something in front of Lillard because they're so cheap. I mean, Lillard's going to get paid. You could probably get Lillard at below market value right now.
Right.
But does Dame want to do that and then wait to see maybe Chicago blow itself up at the end of this coming season? I don't think so. Who was it, Durant, who went to the Nets?
Yeah.
Yes.
Knowing that he was going to sit out a year because he was coming off the
Achilles
injury.
Happened in the finals.
Yeah.
Free agency.
But he knew the Kai and all them.
They were all there.
So
yeah. Nets signed him to a signed him to a
DeAndre
contract.
Had to be a part of that package.
He had a huge part.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they all went there, because they all liked him.
Yes.
You know, and then they tried to sell it as a big three with DeAndre Jordan.
So great.
Not so much.
Meanwhile, still collecting paychecks in Denver, just being a vibes guy.
Unbelievable.
There's nothing wrong with just being likable and being easy to work with.
Udonis Haslem had a long, long
career. There's nothing wrong with being that guy. Yeah. All right, so the Hawks have done a lot from the last time that we talked to you. And I guess I wasn't here, but since the last time you were on the show, what was your favorite, like the thing that you think is most important that they accomplished over the last week?
I think the one thing that stands out to me, and I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it, it seems like there's been a little bit of a shift now in the paradigm of what the Hawks are looking for in the profile of a player, and it might be oriented a little more towards defense, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, look, Porzingis, I am excited about the possibility of Kristaps Porzingis playing 60-plus games for the Hawks this year. But I think that's only a possibility. If you look at his injury history, I don't know if that's anything that can be counted on. But if he does, you've brought in one of the better rim protectors in the league. Now you go out and you bring in Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Very, very good perimeter defender. You already have Dyson Daniels, a very, very good perimeter defender. Issa Newell, a good rim protector. I don't know how much Issa Newell's going to play in the NBA this year. But again, it feels like there's been a little more of a priority on finding guys who can play defense. And now I think all of a sudden the Hawks become a lot more difficult to play against because They've brought in some extra rim protection, and they've got another wing defender to back up Dyson Daniels now. I think that's interesting. I think that's been a little bit of a shift in the paradigm. I still don't know if the Hawks have done everything they need to do yet.
Right.
To be, like, I've heard a lot of people say top four. Cool. I'm not, I don't know yet. I think we need to maybe see one more move. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be maybe a little more comfortable to go there, because the Hawks got deeper by bringing in Luke Kennard. They got deeper by bringing in Nickeil Alexander-Walker. But they've lost Caris LeVert. They've lost George Niang. They've lost Clint Capella. So you have to look at the totality of this. And it just feels like the Hawks still have some more work to do if I'm going to be comfortable in saying, yep, that's a top four team in the East.
They have this, not quite there, right? Yet. They have this exception thing is still around, right?
They still have it. Okay. Yeah. But they might even have two of them, for all I know. Because this I'm going to call him Gnaw. Nickeil Alexander-Walker.
Okay.
Because it's a sign and trade, I don't know if exemptions were used to make that happen. From what Caleb was saying this morning, and I'll go with Caleb because he's a lot more entrenched in this than I, it sounds like the Hawks still have a mid-level exemption to use. I don't know if they have any of their trade exemptions still left to use, but they might still have a mid-level exemption to use.
And so with that right there, like we were just talking, go get you a veteran scorer or a defender or somebody. He said, like, I like the DeMar DeRozan Andy said, somebody like that.
Oh, boy, could you get him to come off the bench?
Yeah.
No.
I'd ask him to.
I'd ask him to.
Yeah, see what he thinks.
I'd ask him to.
Why not?
You can get him to come
off
the bench.
He's in Sacramento. Like, we're rescuing him. You know?
Sacramento's not awful.
How many times you been to Sacramento, Mike?
It's near wine country. It's temperate. Macy's downtown. Like, it's a nice arena. They fire off a laser beam when you win.
Oh, yes.
The team is not uncompetitive. I don't know. If you could get DeMar to come off the bench.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Then I'm really all in. I don't think the Hawks have settled that backup point guard thing yet.
That's my next question.
I don't think they've settled
you.
It okay. yet. I think they're very high on Kobe Bufkin.
Correct.
I really think they're high on Kobe Bufkin. But look, he's coming off a season-ending injury, and you still really don't have that much of a sample size of him in the NBA. Doing a dig on it last night, I didn't realize how good Vete Krejci's numbers were. I had no idea his numbers were as good as they were. But do you want to go into the season with Vete Krejci being your backup point guard?
No.
You don't. I don't want to go there. So they still need to find that backup point guard. This is, like, if you turn back the clock 3 or 4 years when Lou Williams was still viable, Lou Williams would have been, like, well, I'm sorry, a 2019 vintage Lou Williams would be a perfect addition for this team.
Exactly.
Who can come off the bench and run the offense and start, you know, 10 games if you need him, and be on the floor at the end of games if you need him. I don't know if there is a free agent left out there that fits that role. One name I heard, I think from Dukes and Bell yesterday, is Dennis Schroeder.
Randy brought him up yesterday, too.
That actually.
I love it.
I mean, he's exactly
it
right.
It makes sense.
He's exactly the right player.
Yeah. Oh, boy, the chemistry, though.
I guess Kongwu wears his number, so he'd have to wear a different number. He'd have to switch from 17.
We'll figure that out. But
that poster that's on Steve's door.
Yeah, we have to uncross
Big
Dennis.
Boy Steve. It's from, like, the 2014 Hawks, and all the players have been crossed off. I was telling him the other day all the guys are out of the league, except for Al Horford, pretty much, and Schroeder.
Yeah.
But if they got him back, the poster lives.
The poster does. I think, like, John Jenkins and Devin Harris, like, we're unfortunately not going to be able to uncross them. But yeah, I mean, Dennis has worked the NBA rainbow. You've seen that. Like, he's worn every color in the NBA.
Him and KD,
KD now has completed the NBA rainbow. So, look, I'm not saying Dennis specifically, excuse me, but you're looking for a guy like a Dennis Schroeder who can come in, play without fear, be on the floor at the end of games, attack the basket, and get you 10, 12 points per game.
Yeah, that feels like the move that Anse Saleh makes. Like,
yeah.
Saying we like Kobe Bufkin and want to see what we have in him kind of feels, and no offense to Landry Fields, I think he did some nice things, but that feels like last year's Hawks.
Yeah.
That feels like, oh, we're kind of going to see. Yeah. These guys don't seem like they're going to see. Seem like they want to address all the needs.
One other thing about a player like Dennis, by the way, let me go back to what I talked about, this change in paradigm. It just feels like the Hawks are putting more priority on defense. Not quite sure Dennis fits with that. At least from what I saw from Dennis when he played for the Atlanta Hawks. Now, maybe he's turned a new leaf and, you know, he wants to play defense now.
Team Germany Dennis is out there locking people up. You just need you need FIBA Dennis.
Yes. You do need FIBA Dennis. Yeah.
FIBA Dennis,
I don't
want to
wait for FIBA Dennis to appear. We'll see. But look, undoubtedly, the Hawks and the Rockets are the two teams that have won this last week in the NBA. Milwaukee, very shrewd with that Miles Turner, and really surprised a lot of people, and maybe the Indiana Pacers.
When they told us, like, really?
Yeah. Now, if you hold on to Giannis, I think Brooke Lopez went
Clippers.
Clippers. So you hold on to Giannis. Miles Turner.
According to...
And he's going to, yeah, he will stay.
He's upset about the Damian Lillard.
Oh, Giannis
he's upset about Lillard.
This?
Oh, yes, who reported that?
Excellent.
Crispy Hayes.
Excellent. Because keep this in mind.
Is that a verified account or is that?
I don't know. Abe said it was.
Okay. That is major.
That's
a huge development.
Delightful.
Yes.
Because for people that may not know, I know they made the trade with the Pelicans, but that's a preferred pick swap between the Pelicans and the Bucks. Whichever team has the worst draft pick next year.
I don't think the Bucks are going to be in the lottery.
If they don't have Giannis, they might be.
Yeah.
Well, sir, he's a good player, but him and...
he ain't that good.
What's my boy named Kyle Kuzma?
Yeah, Kyle Kuzma. Yeah. Kuzma and Miles Turner are keeping you out of the lottery. Kuzma.
You know, the team no one's talking about still is Cleveland. Yeah. And they've done nothing, and that's probably the best thing they can do, is do nothing, because they have the best roster in the East. They got clipped in the playoffs because... They ran into a hot team, but I look at teams like Cleveland and New York. I don't know what
they
the Knicks
Lonzo
are doing with
Ball.
Coaching.
Traded Lonzo Ball for Isaac Okoro.
Okoro was not a factor for them, so they've added some depth.
I'm kidding.
But, you know, basically by standing pat, I think Cleveland and New York have really positioned themselves pretty nicely, and then maybe Orlando.
And Detroit.
Detroit's interesting. I don't know why more people have not talked about Detroit. Maybe they needed to win a playoff round to get a little more attention last year. I thought Detroit was...
They played good against the Knicks.
I thought they were the most improved team in the league last year.
Malik Beasley, Mike. I know there's all this other stuff. Would that be a fit here? Now, I don't like all the other stuff.
I don't think with the other stuff. With other stuff, you don't think it could pass? Unsignable right now.
Could
with
be
all
cheap,
that.
Though. Okay. Good thinking.
But
I understand.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough right now.
Yeah, sure.
I think, but you're right. I mean, if you're looking for something, you could do it with pennies on the dollar. But I don't think the Hawks need to be thinking that way.
Okay.
Like, they still have, again, if what Caleb reported is correct, and I believe him, they still have that mid-level exemption. They're still under the tax. They still have room to make moves here. And I don't think they need to be, like, bargain hunting. Although, I thought if the number reported on Luke Kennard is correct, that's a really good contract for the Hawks.
One year, $11 million.
I think that's outstanding for a player like Luke Kennard. So, and maybe that's what you're looking for, just one more of those types of guys.
What do you think depth chart-wise? Because I think we know the five, right?
I think right now it's Trey, Daniels, Reza Shea, Jalen Johnson, and Porzingis, if healthy. That is your opening night starting lineup. I'm starting to hear a lot of chatter on this radio station about Reza Shea going to the bench.
No.
I just don't understand
what
that does.
No, not the way he played down the stretch.
No.
I want him starting.
Me too. I don't think you get better coming off the bench in the NBA. Agreed. You might get better matchups, but I think Reza Shea's got to be in that starting lineup. So, again, Trey Daniels, Reza Shea, Jalen Johnson, and Porzingis. You hope they stay healthy. Quinn plays nine-man rotations on most nights. So, Alexander Walker, Kennard, Okongwu, and then your backup point guard. Is it Bufkin? Is it someone you sign? Is it Veet? And then, you know, as everything falls into place with injuries, then you go from there. I think Asa Newell probably looks at a lot of time in College Park this year, and that's fine.
Yeah,
that's absolutely fine. Let him go down there and develop. You still have You have Veet, as I said. You have, I think, like Daquan Plowden and some of those guys that I don't know what Obi Toppin's brother, what that deal is right now, if he's still under contract or not. So you'll be able to I would imagine Ainsley Newell is probably a two-way player. Mm-hmm. You'll have your two-way guys, and then you'll go from there. But I think your starting five is set right now, and I feel really good about it. I feel like that's a very, very competitive starting group.
Yeah. Does Trey get his Supermax? I mean, his max this summer.
Feels like it.
Feels like, okay.
Doesn't it?
That's like, what I think. Yeah. I think it feels like
you
feels
just don't, like you just don't play with it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to do it now.
Right.
Like, no sense in not doing it if that's the plan.
Right.
It sounds like Trey has been very, very active in recruitment. He was at Ainsley Newell's press conference on Friday. He's going to Dream Games. He's in town. He's making himself seen. Sounds like he's very happy about the Porzingis deal from what's been reported. So it feels like it's about to go down. His dad had a tweet last night, too. I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-mm, didn't.
A lot of emojis. A heart, a thankful, like the praying thing.
So that could be it.
A basketball.
I think he just really likes Luke Kennard.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or
what's his
maybe,
dad's name again?
Ray.
Ray. Ray, that's right.
Yeah.
Should have known.
So it was like, I love and am thankful for the NBA
yeah.
tweet. So maybe that's a good sign. Maybe something else is going on in his life. But to Andy's question, it feels.
Oh, wow. That's like only emojis.
Yeah, it's right.
Huh.
It's a good tweet.
It's like hieroglyphics. How are we supposed to know?
But well, that's why it's a good tweet. It begs you to want more.
It's those eyes that are looking sideways.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
A basketball, a heart, praying hands, and then he added the NBA.
That's right. That could mean his son's about to get paid. It could mean a lot of other things. But it feels
we're
like.
We're going to chew on that one.
Yeah. Feels good for Trey, though, I think.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. There was a big move in the NFL already today. We'll tell you what it was next on Sports Radio 92.9. The game this hour has been brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9. The game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.